Here's the translation of the provided text into English. China's 2025 Canadian trade slump to remind visiting carny of economic stakes. Oil pauses gains as Venezuela shipments resume, but Iran concerns loom. China's 2025 rare earth exports hit highest since at least 2014 despite restrictions. Gold scales new record high after benign US CPI, silver hits peak above $90 sats. Oil prices dip after surging on Iran supply risks. U.S. inventory build in focus. Trump set to limit state's ability to block energy projects in water rule. U.S. oil futures unchanged after API shows big build in U.S. crude inventories. U.S. power use to beat record highs in 2026 and 2027, EIA says. Gold slips below record highs on dollar strength. Exclusive, Indonesian ride-hailing industry set for shakeup under draft presidential decree. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 1.61%. Saks Global files for bankruptcy after Neiman Marcus takeover leads to financial collapse. Exclusive, Pakistan to partner with World Liberty Financial on dollar-linked stablecoin, source says. China's customs agents told Nvidia's H200 chips are not permitted, sources say. China health tech stocks surge on Beijing's cloud integration push. Tesla to stop selling FSD software, will only offer subscription. Musk says Stifel's best stocks for 2026. The UK industrials name set to break out. Saks Global's architect Richard Baker walks away from checkered legacy. Is there still upside in EU banks after five strong years? Barclays weighs in. China trade balance grows in deck as exports blow past expectations. UK business confidence drops to three-year low, survey shows. Japanese manufacturers' mood weakens to six-month low in January. Reuters poll, U.S. crude stock sees unexpected rise, indicating weaker demand. Trump says USMCA is irrelevant for U.S. New home sales surge, beating expectations in previous figures. Federal budget deficit narrows, yet falls short of expectations. U.S. new home sales fall marginally in October. New home sales see modest rebound, beating forecast but trailing previous numbers. U.S. consumer price growth holds steady in December. Bank of Thailand deputy governor expects GDP rebound in Q4, limited policy space, Jan 6. China's trade ends 2025 with record 1.2 trillion surplus despite Trump tariff jolt. Yen sinks to 18-month low on election speculation. Taiwan seeks arrest of Chinese smartphone maker OnePlus CEO over illegal hires. Morning bid turbocharged Takaichi trade, puts markets on yen watch. U.S. approves NVIDIA H200 chip exports to China with some conditions. New Zealand central bank governor faces backlash for Fed solidarity. Japan will not comment on BOJ's absence in joint. Powell statement, Asian stocks inch higher, fragile yen spurs intervention worries. Trump says he thinks China can open its markets to U.S. goods. Bitcoin price today briefly tops 95K after strategy buy, but weakness persists. Cardano climbs 10% in bullish trade. Force launches beta to aggregate prediction markets across Solana ecosystem. Bitcoin price today ticks up to $92.5K after cooler than expected core CPI data. Polygon Labs to acquire CoinMe and Sequence for stablecoin payments. Franklin Templeton readies money market funds for Genius Act, blockchain use, Guavi launches AI-native crypto API, real-time market sentiment for trading apps, funds and AI agents. Bitcoin price today edges lower to 90K with Trump-Fed feud, geopolitics in focus. Strategy raises $1.5 billion through stock sales, buys 13,627 Bitcoin. StanChart says 2026 will be the year of Ethereum. Sets new 2030 price target. Prudential names former HSBC chair Douglas Flint as next board leader. TrueTide's Peritech launches alpha-synuclein assay development program. JP Jenkins index rises 5.4% in December, up 21% in first year. SealsQ enters exclusive talks for $200 million. Quobly Investment, Jyske Bank raises 2025 earnings per share outlook to DKK 85.